guess I'm not making it, I'm in a house on a handheld though too. I'm not, I don't have an external base antenna or anything there, Roger. Oh, copy that. Okay. Yeah, you might need a antenna stuck up in the air there, outdoors to help. That's what I run over there. I got two directional and an omnidirectional. I switch back and forth with the DG 1000 plus. But I usually can run on medium power. You just fine with it. Go ahead. I still remember the time I first talked to you, which was the last time I talked to you. And I remember you dropped it all the way to low power, and you were still hitting the turret repeater nice and good and clean and everything there, Roger. Yeah, copy that. I got my medium power is adjustable. I can go 10 or 20 watts, and I keep it on 10. And that seems to work okay for being 5 miles away from the repeater, but see, I got elevation on my side too. Elevation's like 100 feet higher here than downtown Detroit. Over. Yeah, lucky you then. Yeah, that'll, that makes a lot of difference. Yeah, lately I've been able to talk on the Detroit repeater on low power. Even on low power, it is good, and everybody says it sounded good, but this morning I guess I had to crank it up to high, you know, like I said, conditions and everything. Usually I'm not even out here this time of morning, because usually there's nobody out here this time of morning. Roger. Sounded pretty good to the repeater, but that engine noise starts to cover you up a little bit. If it wasn't for that noise out there on the repeater, you'd be coming in really good there, Roger.
Yeah, 10 more. Yeah, I'm back on medium now. It seems to work. 10 watts. 10 better than 5, over.
Back in business. Not bad for me in power. Like I said, I was even impressed the last time when you went to low power. You came in really good. You were coming in really good. You were doing good on low power this time. If it wasn't for that noise on the repeater, you know, you'd be very readable there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding a lot better too yourself. All it is just the engine noise in the background, but I can hear every word you're saying now.
Yeah, Roger. Does this thing sound okay for a ham mic? I got the ham mic plugged into the handle. I ain't haven't tested this ham mic out in a while. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds okay. You got a Baofeng radio, over.
Yes, sir, UB5 around Baofeng, you're okay.
Yeah, Roger that. You got a couple of them. You got a UB5RH. A little bigger one. Wide. It works good. I can hit the repeater out in the yard. 25 miles away, over. Yeah, Roger, that's pretty good. Let me see, 5R8. I got a pair of high capacity batteries here. Ordered from Amazon. And I come to find out they don't fit this radio. Amazon sent me the right batteries. It wasn't me that wasn't. I thought GV5s, I thought all the batteries were the same. I didn't really, you know, go through the ad that good. And I ordered them to come to find out they don't fit this thing there, Roger. Yeah, bummer on that. You watch your antennas too. If you get another aftermarket antenna on the Voya or something, make sure you get your male and female right. The file things are different, you know. Yeah, Roger, I found that out. I got an Nagoya antenna on it. I ordered this one last month or so. Made a world of difference, big time difference between the stock antennas that came with it. This antenna made a big difference there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's the one Jack has. Talks highly of. I got it on, I got Radiodity GM30. I run on the boy on that. Yeah, in the summertime, I can stand out here. One day, it was two summers ago. I had it stuck on low power, the radio oddity. I was putting out one and a half watts, and I was hitting that Detroit repeater in my backyard, walking around. And it was me, Jack, and another fellow. But yeah, I was hitting Detroit. With a 1.5 watts on a handheld and outside in the summer.